Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to take musical trips to Mandalay and Monte Carlo, the real ones, not the ones in Las Vegas, do some moaning, hear some angelic records, and have an early Thanksgiving. Last week I played Monte Carlo Joys by Gus Edwards and his orchestra. Monte Carlo is one of those exotic, faraway places like Borneo that a lot of songs were written about in the 20s. Well, here's a set of some other rapidly rotating records about Monte Carlo, beginning with Billy Jones. Thank you.
that married the girl that broke up the home of the girl that broke the man that broke the bank at Monte Carlo. I took to her, she made me fall. I wouldn't do it again for all the money in the bank at Monte Carlo. If he hadn't bet at roulette, I'd bet that I'd be single yet, and neither the bank or I'd have any regret. For I'm the man that married the girl that broke up the home of the girl that broke the man that broke the bank at Monte Carlo. I thought was nice, but next time I'll be cold as ice. The bee that stung me once won't sting me twice.
Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks, with Tom Stacks providing his inimitable vocal on the Monte Carlo song from January 11th, 1929. The Monte Carlo song was written by Chick Endor and Harry Steinberg, and in that same session, the Jacks recorded an instrumental version for release in Germany. It was common practice to issue vocals domestically and instrumentals of the same song abroad. Before the Monte Carlo song, it was Monte Carlo Moon. That was Herb Wiedoft and his orchestra October 21, 1924. Monte Carlo Moon was written by Chris Schoenberg, Laverne Lindsay, and Harry D. Kerr. We started off that Monte Carlo set with Billy Jones on August 11, 1925, and Collegiate, written by Mo Jaffe and Nat Bonks. So what does Collegiate have to do with Monte Carlo? Well, the Columbia Studio Band was identified on the label of that Harmony record as Joe Friedman's Monte Carlo Orchestra, that's what. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played Mandalay by Abe Lyman's orchestra with Charles Cayley. Okay, you're way ahead of me. That's right, here's a set of some other rapidly rotating records about Mandalay, beginning with Preston Jackson's Uptown Band.
Thank you. taken you from my sight. Still you're with me every night in dream. My rose of Mandalay, don't stay so far away. Why should we two be apart? Come bloom again in my heart. It's moonlight in Mandalay.
Last set, we had The Moon in Monte Carlo, but we just heard Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra in Moonlight in Mandalay with the vocal by Lewis James. That's from March 8, 1926. Moonlight in Mandalay was written by Marty Fay, Elmer Naylor, and Lou Hersher. Lou Hersher was born April 19, 1894, and later co-wrote several songs with Jimmy Rogers, including I'm Free from the Chain Gang Now, Old Love Letters, and Years Ago. Before that, it was Art Hickman's orchestra, September 15, 1919, and Rose of Mandalay, written by Herbert Clair, C-L-A-A-R, which I'm going to guess is pronounced Clair, which reminds me that I have it on good authority that Elmer Schobel's name is pronounced Schobel, and not what I was pronouncing it on last week's show. Anyway, Art Hickman's orchestra at the time of that recording was based at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco, but although that recording was made in New York in 1921, they did record from the hotel. Fully six members of this band went on to become successful band leaders themselves: pianist Frank Ellis, Ben Black and Vic King, who played banjo, trumpeter Walt Rosner, and saxes Clyde Dewar and Bert Ralton. That gives me an idea for some segments on upcoming shows. Before Rose of Mandalay, it was Jesse Crawford, the poet of the organ, on June 15, 1931, and On the Road to Mandalay, music composed by Ole Speaks. We began our musical journey to Mandalay with New Orleans trombonist Preston Jackson's Uptown Band and Yearning for Mandalay, written by Sheik Taylor. That Paramount 78 was recorded in Chicago in July of 1926.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 1930s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week I played Moanin' Low by Jack Hilton and his orchestra in connection with a set on Howard Dietz. Okay, I'm sensing a pattern on this week's show. Here are some other Moanin' songs, beginning with Joe Sanders. Thank you.
wake from your sleep and you hear someone softly weep. Honey, it's only me moaning for you. Tain't the howl of the wintry breeze, tain't the owl in the lonely trees. Honey, it's only me moaning for you. And if you ever hear drops fall on your window pane, you'll know it's just my teardrops falling for you like rain. And as long as we're far apart, every cry of an aching heart, honey, is only me moaning for you.
Thank you.
Well, that song is true to its title, if nothing else. That was Moanin' and Groanin' Blues, and there sure was some moanin' and groanin' going on there. That was Pegleg Howell and his gang, with Joshua Barnes Howell himself moanin' and groanin' on November 1st, 1927. Howell was born March 5th, 1888, in Eaton, Georgia, and didn't start playing guitar until he was almost 21 years old. He came by the name Pegleg as the result of being shot in the right leg in an altercation with his brother-in-law, after which he moved to Atlanta and played regularly with a small group of musicians, which came to be known as Pegleg Howell and his gang. That came to an end in 1925 when Howell was sent to River Camp Prison for bootlegging. In 1926, after he was released, Columbia Records was on a field recording trip and heard him playing on the street and took him into the studio and cut four sides. With subsequent twice-yearly trips to Atlanta, Columbia recorded a total of six sessions with Howell. Before that, we heard the Six Brown Brothers saxophone sextet from all the way back on November 20th, 1914, and that moaning saxophone rag. The group started in 1906 as a saxophone quartet playing in the Ringling Brothers show and was led by Canadian clarinetist Tom Brown, who wrote Moaning Saxophone Rag. We began that moaning set with the Coon Sanders Orchestra and Joe Sanders vocalizing on Moanin' for You, November 18, 1929. That was written by Dan Dougherty and Edmund Goulding for the Pathé picture The Grand Parade, starring Helen Twelvetrees and Fred Scott. Composer Edmund Goulding later became a film director with credits including Grand Hotel and Dark Victory. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Listener Joe in Bray, County Wicklow, Ireland, listens to the show on shamrockradio.com, and I want to acknowledge and thank all our Shamrock Radio listeners. Joe sent a very nice email a couple of weeks ago with a request for Goodnight Little Angel by Russ Morgan and his orchestra. That recording was made in 1942, but I do have it, and even though it's a bit past our focus of 1920s and 30s, it's not so far past that I'm not happy to play it for Joe. Here's Russ Morgan.
understanding. Think of heaven handing me a dream like you. Now you are an angel. You are inspiration. What a combination. You are sweetheart too. Makes no difference where I look. All I see, close a page in a book. Baby, that's how we'll be. For mama, when you taught me what my heart was made for, I got what I prayed for. You're an angel, dear.
Charles Cayley with Leo Reisman and his orchestra and Angel Eyes from January 9th, 1927. Angel Eyes was preceded by the Georgia Washboard Stompers and the first side from the second of their total of two sessions for Decca, July 3, 1935, and You're an Angel, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. The vocalist was Jake Fenderson, who played washboard in both sessions. We began that angelic set with a request from listener Joe in Bray, County Wicklow, Ireland, for Russ Morgan and Goodnight Little Angel from March 30, 1942.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's only September, but a couple of weeks ago I ordered this year's Thanksgiving turkey. A couple of years ago we enjoyed a turducken, which is a turkey stuffed with a deboned chicken stuffed with a deboned duck. This year, however, we're having a heritage turkey, that is, a traditional non-industrial breed such as a Narragansett, White Holland, or Bourbon Red. So we're going to have an early Thanksgiving and some musical turkeys. Now, actually, these records aren't turkeys at all. Here's Earl Fuller's Novelty Orchestra.
Thank you.
of the three recordings of Twilight in Turkey that I have, that one by Isham Jones Orchestra is in the worst shape, but it's the one I like best, the other two being by Raymond Scott, who of course wrote Twilight in Turkey, and Stuff Smith. The Jones recording is from April 15, 1937. Before that, it was a 1923 solo by the banjoist supreme Harry Reeser of Turkey in the Straw. And we began that Turkey set with Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra and Cold Turkey from June 4, 1917. Cold Turkey was written by Will Donaldson. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.